Talking Automotive, thanks to Imlax, buyers of end-of-life vehicles. Go to imlax.com.au, LMCT 1229.
It is time to talk automotive with VACC CEO Jeff Quillam. Jeff, good evening.
Dennis, good evening.
Have you ever had a car stolen?
I haven't, but my neighbour has. Lots of people that I know have had them stolen. Some people that you know have had their car stolen, but I have to be honest, we never have as a family. We've got four cars, never had one, and my kids leave them open half the bloody time as well. Never had one stolen.
That is one of the problems, I think, is that people just don't believe it can happen to them and often will leave very tempting stuff on the front seat. Perhaps in the door handle, they might leave a whole pile of $2 and $1 coins for meters, possibly inviting a bit of trouble.
Well, I think you're right there, Dennis. Across Australia, there's a car stolen every 12 minutes. And in your lifetime, you know, in the street you live in, there's probably 10 or 20 cars stolen in that period. So it's largely opportunistic. And look, if you leave your keys in your car, you may as well just leave the motor running with the headlights on with a sign saying, please drive me away. Because even the person that would never do anything wrong in their life, if they're feeling a bit ordinary and somebody's left their keys in their car, to be honest, you're just attempting fate. So that's just a no-brainer. And if anybody's listening to this thinking, well, actually, my keys are in the car in the driveway, then just go and take the keys out and lock the car. Interestingly, though, Dennis, this last year, and this is data from the National Motor Vehicle Theft Reduction Council, over the last year, we've had a 15% drop in the theft of vehicles, which is the lowest for 20 years. Now, it sounds odd, doesn't it, that, you know, we always hear of theft going up and more vehicles being stolen, more houses being broken into. But, you know, it's largely put down to COVID, and that is people not travelling as much, leaving cars unattended. People still leave their keys in the car at garages when they get refuelled, and it's still a bad idea. But we've had a lot less movement of vehicles on the roads nationally.
I wonder whether, Jeff, possibly, I'd love to hear listener stories. Have you ever had a vehicle stolen? What was the circumstance? 96900693 or regionally 131332. I wonder whether during COVID, whether people who are prone to be nicking cars, when there were 5 kilometre limits, they probably, and a lot less vehicles on the road, they probably felt like they wouldn't be able to sort of disappear into the crowd, and possibly they might have got pulled up, not because they have been identified as driving a stolen car, but simply whether they're 5Ks from home.
Well, it's really interesting you say that, Dennis, because it is double jeopardy, isn't it? Ironically, you know, as you say, a thief disappearing into the traffic ordinarily is hard to spot, but when there were hardly any vehicles on the road, easier. As a matter of fact, it was said to me by somebody in the police force over the COVID period, it's like 1972, that anything on the car after 10 o'clock at night was probably somebody doing something they shouldn't, and it just stood out like a sore thumb. So I think you're right. Also, there were people around the home more. So rather than having people go to work in the morning and have vehicles left unattended, there were people around. However, one of the, you know, I've been reading a bit on this week, and one of the most common thefts is people stealing the keys from the house. Yeah. People actually are getting a car started by a bent piece of a coat hanger or a couple of wires chewed up together. That's largely something of history, largely. You know, the majority of car thefts now are people that they're in your home stealing your keys. Now, they're not necessarily breaking into your homes while you're asleep. They're in your house while you're in the back garden. They're in the house while you're in the shed. Very quietly moving into your home, taking your keys, doesn't mean they're going to steal your car right then. They might be quite happy to sit that out for a couple of hours and wait till night time and very carefully drive your car away. So it's this lack of attention, Dennis, to A, where people are putting their cars when they go home, and B, because they think they're at home, they're in the back garden, they're around the house, they think that it's okay. It's actually not. People are potentially watching you. Fortunately, very few of those thefts of vehicle keys from homes have any confrontation with people. So I'm not saying that it's a good idea that people steal your car keys. What I'm saying is that if you're leaving your front door open, your windows open, and your keys are in the bowl by the front door, or the keys are on the hook by the front door, and there's lots of people sitting around now going, oh, I think he must be seeing where our keys are. You need to move them. You need to put them where somebody's not going to easily find them.
I've got a story for you after the break, but Jeff's called in. Hi, Jeff.
Hi, Jeff. How are you?
Yeah, good. Go ahead.
I'm just wondering, do you heard any information on the old Lang Lang Proving Ground, whether VinFast are going to release vehicles into Australia market at all?
I didn't hear all of that, Jeff, but I heard the Lang Lang Proving Ground.
Yeah?
Yeah, the Lang Lang Proving Ground. Is VinFast who have bought it, are they going to release the vehicles into the Australian market?
So which yeah, brand of vehicles, Jeff, sorry?
VinFast,
Jeff.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know. What I do know is there will be a lot of rare and exotic breeds coming in. As we know, in China and around the world, there are low-volume, high-quality vehicles being produced. So I don't know about that particular brand in particular, but we should expect in Australia to see a much broader, even though we've got one of the broadest range of cars in the world, don't be surprised if that goes even a bit further.
Jeff, thanks for your call. Keep them coming. Have you been the victim of car theft? What was the circumstance? Was your garage door unlocked or open? Were your keys taken during the day, but the car stolen later that evening? All your stories, 96900 693 or 131332. Brian, good evening to you. You're speaking with VACC CEO Jeff Quillam. Go ahead.
Yeah, g'day, guys. I had a car stolen. We'd gone down to a wedding down the beach, and my kids had asked if they could bring my nice car along. And so I said, oh, okay. So they asked me where the keys were, because I hide them. They took the car back home after we'd been to the wedding, and they just left the keys at the front door. And the thieves broke in, and there's a lovely car just waiting there for them.
Did you ever see the car again, Brian?
Yes, I got it back, and there's a little bit of damage, and they were trying to catch it for about a week. Quick little car, so they fixed it up, and everything's good now.
Well, I have to say, Brian, you're lucky you got it back, because a lot of car theft, as you know, they're for parts or rebirthing, and rebirthings, of course, when they find a car like yours, it's probably written off, and they swap all the parts off one car to another. So 10 out of 10 for getting it back, probably just joyriders. And have you still got it, Brian?
No druggies. They were using it as a getaway-type car and all that.
Yeah,
type of thing,
that happens.
Have you still got the car, Brian?
I have, still enjoying it. It doesn't seem to have any damage done to it, which is...
Oh, that's good.
I insisted on new rims, new brakes, new tyres. I insisted on it, and... I've got to say, Yui were fantastic.
Oh, that's good. Brian, thank you. Jeff, very quickly, before the news, what's a Faraday cage?
A Faraday's cage is a wire box or a container to put your cars in. If you've got a modern car, there's a fob on it with a little signal, and that signal's going bip, 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 bip all the time looking for your car. What a Faraday's cage is, it stops that signal getting out. So if somebody's got a little monitor trying to relay that message to get your car open, it'll block the message, and they come in all sorts of forms. Have a look on the internet. It's called a Faraday's cage. Stops electronic signals bipping away towards your car.
Good on you. Jeff Quillam is the CEO of the VACC. Talk again next week.